Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. Back on July 14th, 1789, Parisian revolutionaries and mutinous troops storm and dismantle the Bastille, a royal fortress that had come to symbolize the tyranny of the Bourbon monarchs. This dramatic action signaled the beginning of the French Revolution.
Look, all of us, we have no money. And all of those people, they have money. Therefore, the obvious conclusion is they have been taking it from us. Therefore, they have to be killed. And then we can take power and give ourselves money.
Richard, brother.
Now, let us take our French weapons. And storm the Bastille.
Onward.
Hurrah! Now we have power!
Yes!
Now, we are the rich ones, and they are the poor ones.
Funny they surrendered so quick.
Why have they no money? It must be their fault. Why don't they work hard like us, and then they have cash they can spend like we do? Here, let us have some champagne and some caviar and live it up like the high life.
Cling!
Actually, if I could interject for a moment.
We interject.
Yes, I'm Rex Handsome, American. I can't help but notice that you're having a massive revolution.
We.
This worked reasonably well for us Americans. But part of what made that work out so well was the fact that we had a well-established government in place based on the democratic principles of John Locke. You are French and therefore inferior. I happen to know that correlation does not equal causation. Just because it happened one way once doesn't mean it happened because of a revolution. You guys need to get your crap together and then get back to me. I'm going to go back to America now. Away!
And it's no surprise to anyone that Rex Handsome was right, as he always is. Correlation does not prove causation, something for scientists to know, and something for you to know in your daily life, where it helps you. I swear. This is This Day in History on WHRW, Binghamton.